This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Have you ever needed to contact the IRS for assistance? Good luck. A huge backlog has made getting through on the phone almost impossible. So when our tax reporter Laura Saunders needed help herself recently regarding her own taxes, she decided to go to her local IRS office in person.
It took 4.5 hours just to get off the line on the street and get up to the waiting room. And then I had to wait another hour just about to be helped.
Coming up, Laura will take us through her experience with the IRS, and she'll discuss the best ways for you to get in touch with the IRS besides, well, spending hours in a line. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
They say the only guarantees in life are death and taxes. Well, these days you can add a bullet point to that first one, headaches from trying to reach the IRS. Millions of Americans have had to navigate a maze of challenges getting answers about their taxes, and among them was WSJ tax reporter Laura Saunders. So how was her recent experience with Uncle Sam? She joins us now to talk about it. Laura, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, and thank you for having me.
So Laura, you've been with us before talking about the customer service issues the IRS has been dealing with. How bad has it gotten?
Well, it's gotten really bad. It was never great. Right now, I think they have about 9 million unprocessed tax returns from 2020 and 2021. And there's been a lot of underfunding. However, COVID just really knocked the IRS for a loop. And that's partly because people had to work from home and things like that, but also because Congress gave the IRS so much extra work to do during the pandemic. There were three rounds of stimulus payments, and then they changed the law on unemployment compensation, and the IRS, in the middle of tax season, had to go back and go through returns and give people refunds based on that. And there was also an extra child tax credit. So their plate has been more than full.
Well, you experienced these problems firsthand a few weeks ago when you went to an IRS office to have a personal tax issue resolved, and you wound up waiting in line for a really long time. So let's talk about what that was like, starting with why we were there in the first place. You know, couldn't you have made an appointment?
Well, I would have liked to make an appointment, but that was impossible because the IRS can't answer its phones. And every person there who was there with me had tried to get the IRS on the phone, and they couldn't do it either. In fact, the National Taxpayer Advocate says that only about 1 out of 10 callers gets through to the IRS. My problem, by the way, was that they needed me to verify my identity in order to release my refund. Apparently, something in my tax return tripped a filter, and they just wanted to make sure that I was who I was. And so I couldn't get them on the phone to do that, although that's an option. And some people don't like to turn over a lot of records to an outside contractor to verify identities. And so when I saw that the agency was having a drop-in day, you didn't even have to make an appointment, I decided I would just go and try to get my problem solved. I thought I would get there early so I could be at the front of the line. I would get there at 8:30 because it's opened at 9 o'clock. Well, silly me. I got there, and by my count, I was number 48 in line. The line had started to form at 6:30 a.m., and we were all staggered out along one city block, and by 9 o'clock, there were 100 people in line, and they were all as determined and organized as I was. They all had their papers with them and their tax returns and their letters from the IRS, and we just stood and we stood and we stood. Also, there were no chairs or benches or anything. So I was really envious of one lady who brought a nice red folding beach chair so she could sit down. And then somebody else went into the supermarket we were standing in front of and borrowed a milk crate to sit on, and people took turns sitting on that.
So what did you learn from the other people waiting in line?
I talked to people in line. I was curious what they were there for. And they said a lot of things. One person needed a 2019 refund. One person needed a 2018 refund. I talked to a chef who had a very unusual problem that the IRS computer had sort of eaten part of her return and didn't show in their records what the return she filed looked like, and she was trying to get that straightened out. The error was in her favor, but she just didn't want an error in her records. So there we all were, and one poor man who needed a refund said he didn't have his letter with him because it had gone through the washing machine.
Oh my gosh, what a mess. It's like you all were camping out.
Yeah. Well, there was a kind of a grim glee. We were all kind of so tired of standing up and standing up and standing up, and it was so slow. We thought the line would move quickly when the doors opened, and that wasn't true at all. We just stood there for hours, and when two or three people would come out, two or three more could go in, and we waited and waited and waited. But then an IRS employee came down, and I asked her, I said, how many people are helping taxpayers, and how many seats are in the waiting room? And she said, we have 12 seats in the waiting room, and we have 5 employees helping people. And boy, that kind of dashed all our hopes, and our hearts sank, but we stayed in line anyway.
So how long did it take until you were able to meet with an IRS worker, and how did that go?
It took 4.5 hours just to get off the line on the street and get up to the waiting room. And then I had to wait another hour just about to be helped, but that was better because most of the time I could sit down. That was a big relief. Once I finally got to see the IRS employee, she was courteous and she was helpful and she solved my problem. In about 10 minutes, I was able to give her all of my identifications and she did what she had to do. And the IRS now knows that I am who I said I am, which is great. And they also said they would release my refund, but it would take up to 9 weeks to reach me. Now, my experience was like many other people's experience that day. They got help. After waiting for hours and hours and hours, it was great that the IRS personnel were very competent and helpful and also courteous.
All right. And so after all that, what's the best way for someone to contact the IRS if they need some help?
Well, it may be really hard because it's just so hard to get in touch with them. I think the first thing to do if they send you a letter is to look at the phone number on the letter and give that a go at unusual times of the day, right before the end of the day or right first thing in the morning. And if that doesn't work, that's not the only number. You could go online and see if you can find other phone numbers to call to make an appointment at an IRS office near you. Although maybe a rural office may be better than a city office, it's just hard to say. But that would be the thing to explore.
Wow, that's a lot of waiting and a lot of inconvenience. What is the IRS saying about this?
The IRS regrets that it's unable to help people, but they think that if they try to go too quickly, that things will just get worse and more confused. And the IRS Commissioner Chuck Rettig and the National Taxpayer Advocate Aaron Collins have asked Congress to please give them more funding and more consistent funding so that they don't feel jerked around from year to year. And they hope to work through this backlog that was due to COVID as soon as possible.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.